call the Government Executive Committee to order. We'll do a roll call by the clerk.
Chair Kovacs.
Here.
Deputy Chair Levine. Legislator Gavaris.
President.
Legislator Hanset.
Here.
Legislator Thurman.
Here.
Legislator Kitchell.
Legislator Uchitel.
Here.
And Chair Criswell.
Here.
You have 2 members absent, 1 expected.
Okay. Please check for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Approval of the March 13th meeting minutes. There's a second. Alton. Minutes approved. Resolutions for the April 15th legislative session. And we're going to take 1 out of order. We're going to go to resolution 189, authorizing the county executive and chair of the legislature to execute Ulster County memorandum of agreement between Ulster County and the Chernivtsi region of the Ukraine as sister communities. This authorizes the executive and the chair to sign an agreement with this regional government for shared collaboration as a sister community to Ulster County, New York. And
let me mark impressed that you got the pronunciation of that correct.
Thank you, sir. Chair Criswell?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just wanted to just
put together a short PowerPoint presentation about what this Sisters Communities program is. And I just thought I'd share it with you to give you a little bit of backup on this resolution. So if whoever's doing it can hit it. All right. So this is really, it's a sisters community agreement. It's a memorandum between us and the Chernivtsi region in Ukraine, which is on the western side of Ukraine, kind of near Lviv. And they have these community agreements with other municipalities around the world. And it's really about building partnerships and supporting Ukraine's aspirations toward EU membership and the post-war recovery. And there's a little video to show you what it's about.
Brave.
Brave. Resilient. Inventive. Ukrainian communities. In 2014, a decentralization reform took place in Ukraine. Villages and cities were united into municipalities. Finally, local authorities received more rights and power. That's how 1,469 Ukrainian municipalities appeared. With the beginning of the Russian invasion, the communities became the centers of resistance, and their mayors showed an example of true leadership. They stopped the tanks of the occupiers with their own hands. They helped to defend the largest Ukrainian airport of Borispil and block roads on the border with Belarus. Operated on the wounded round the clock under enemy fire. They saved the paintings of the world-famous artist Maria Primachenko from the burning museum, bravely sowed the fields under fire, and harvested more than 100 tons of vegetables for the military and IDPs. They didn't let the Russians into the Pivden, Ukraine's nuclear power plant, and even during the war, continued developing green energy. They evacuated people through minefields, risking their own lives, and helped rebuild liberated communities even while under occupation. Brave, resilient, inventive Ukrainian communities. Find yours for a long-term partnership.
Sister cities and sister communities. So this is the Chernivtsi region. It's not a city, it's a region. So that's why, as a municipality, the county is going to be partnering with them as a region. All right. And this is the actual part of the agreement itself. This is what the contract is that we'll be voting on. And you can see, I want to back up one more just so everybody can read these. So if you can just read these, what these partnership agreements are. It's really about promoting peace and understanding. It's about exchange of ideas. It's about, you know, supporting each other as institutions. Next slide, please. Collaborative programs. There is no financial ramifications for the county with this program. It's really just a partnership of ideas and mutual exchange. Thank you. And this is what the resolution says. This was brought to us by our community member who lives down in Kerhonkson. His name's Tim Distel, and he lived in the Ukraine and is very connected with the Ukrainian efforts. And so he brought this to the county executive and I a while back now. It's been several months in the making because we wanted to make sure we got the contract right. We had a resolution that didn't have a specific contract about what our relationship would be. And we've now worked this out, and we have the contract in both Ukrainian and in English for you to look at. All right. Any questions?
Thank you, Chair.
Appreciate you.
Any further discussion, President Moran?
So we've had the county attorney's office working on a contract for several months. Who's making a contract, right?
The contract is made already, and the county attorney's office did look at it.
So we had county employees working on this.
Yes, that's correct.
And you think with people waiting hours for ambulances and the homelessness crisis, the 911 center years and millions overdue, places like Elizabeth Street sitting there, was it consistently the last county? I think it's a fair point to make. Of what we're spending our time on here, what we're about to vote on, what we just spent time on, we're consistently the last county in the state to close our books out. Drugs and fentanyl are still out of control, and we are doing this. Is this real?
I think it is. Ron, hold on. I need a golden doodle. Can I get a golden doodle in here? This is really stressing me out.
It was a point of order. I want to acknowledge it. And I do believe your question is relevant, which is why I'm going to let you speak, sir.
I said my piece. And we are up here in a bubble on a cloud.
Thank you.
To answer your question, yes.
Any further discussion?
Yes. I think that a effort to create more peace is a great thing, and I appreciate the chair for submitting it.
The chair, just to clarify, there's no financial repercussions from this resolution.
None at all.
Okay.
Other than the time of the paying county employees.
For discussion, is there a motion?
I'll move.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Posting none. Thank you. We're going to go back to the agenda. Resolution 80, amending the rules of order as they relate to the scheduling and rescheduling of legislative committee meetings. This was introduced by Legislator Lopez in February. It was postponed a couple times. Majority Leader, did you have a chance to speak to
Legislator Lopez? I reached out to him this morning, but I've not heard back.
I did speak to Lester Lopez, and he said he has some communication issues with a committee he was on, and that's all I'm willing to. He's not here. I don't want to get in the middle of it, but you know, I think the importance is that chair and deputy chair should be working well together. That's what the intent is here. You know, I would like just an up or down vote to get this off the agenda.
I'm just asking for it.
Okay. Motion to adopt. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor? I'll vote yes. All opposed?
No.
Resolution is defeated. Thank you. Resolution 187, adopting proposed local law number 1, 2025, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster in relation to legislative qualifications. This was introduced by Legislator Collins. We had a public hearing at March 18th. There were no speakers. This would allow legislators to serve as fire commissioners or library board members, which are typically elected positions. Any discussion?
I just want to say I'm appreciative of the sponsor for listening to the concerns of myself and a few other members of the committee that had issues, especially with having legislators be able to serve on school boards. I think that that was a bridge too far for many of us, and I appreciate the sponsor for heeding those concerns. And without having, not having any public comment at the public hearing, I am comfortable with moving forward with this as it's presented to us. So I'll be in support. So,
Leslie Gavaris.
As I said at the time, I appreciate that he was willing to make that amendment and take out the schools. That was great, but I was still going to be a no. Anytime a person has voting authority over a budget that taxes the taxpayers, they should not serve on two different boards. I'm sorry. It's too much power when you can approve a budget in one place and in the same thing at the county level. There needs to be separation. So I don't support this at all.
Any further discussion? I'll read a motion in a second.
No.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second you quick.
Let's do a long roll.
Gavaris.
No.
Hanson.
No.
Harmon.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Ushatov.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
And Kobach.
I'll be a no.
Adopted 4-3.
Okay. Resolution 188, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute material agreements with various school districts for the use of polling equipment and materials. This is the agreement that we do every year for the school district elections that are held next month. It's with Highland, Kingston, Marlboro, New Paltz, Fontiora, Rondon, and Saugerties.
I'll move it.
Move it. A second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed, seeing none. Resolution is adopted. We did 189 already. So we are at 197, 198, 199, 200. They're separate resolutions. They all are late resolutions, and they all deal with the Government Operations Center. Would anyone like to speak on these resolutions from the?
So these resolutions are advancing the project to construction at this point. These contract resolutions are the contracts relating to that construction. They did come in as late contract resolutions. We're using what's called an AIA contract. It's much more in depth than our standard contract templates. A lot more materials go into it, but it is a best practice in the industry. So these are the contracts relating to them. Sure. I'm happy to answer any questions. We have our team here, and DPW as well. If there's any questions,
contract. Any questions? All right. So we'll do. We have to do them individually because we need to amend each resolution. So 197 is approving the execution of a contract for $9,355,000 entered into by the county, Andron Construction Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is the contract that is you believe they're the general contractor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Make a motion to block 197 through 233.
I'm going to do it in three stages here.
You get a block and then amend. That's redundant. All right. That works. Is there a second on the motion to block?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And a motion to amend as presented.
Is there a second? Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion on the resolutions. Okay. Let's do a roll call. This is on all 197, 198, 199, 200.
On the motion to adopt the block as amended. Gavaris.
Yeah.
Hanson. Yes. Herman.
Yes.
Levine.
Yes.
Neuchâtel.
Yes.
Criswell.
Yes.
And Kovacs.
Yes.
Resolutions are adopted as amended 7-0.
Okay. Are there any items of new business? No old business? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Right.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.